gone out, you made a gneiva v'hikdash, and then you're makdash it. Gonaf v'hikiv, Rashi says, gonaf, Rashi says, v'hikiv means mocha b'yamono. You sold it on credit to the person, you didn't receive the money yet. Gonaf, you sold it v'heklif, and you changed it over. You made an exchange with it for something else. Gonaf v'nosim matana. Let's say you made a gneiva, and then you gave it to somebody else for a present. You didn't sell it to him. Are you chayiv dal v'hei? The Torah says clearly, if you sell it. Here the question is, you didn't sell it, you just gave it for a present, for a matana. What's the halacha? Gonaf upora chayvai. You stole it, and now you paid up your bal chayv. You owed somebody money, so you're paying back nashav kesef. Is that called like a mechir or not? Gonaf upora bekefai. You paid up that kefa means that you took merchandise from somebody else on credit, and here you're paying up the credit now. Gonaf v'sholach savlonos abeis chomov. You made a kneva, now you're sending it for a present to your shver. That's the present you send your shver. Gan v'tashor. In all these cases, halacha is mishalein tashlum yabod v'chamisha. Yes, you have to pay dalvei because the mice you gave it away to somebody else. Slav davka mechira. The ganef, when you give it over to somebody else's rishus, by you giving over to somebody else, that's like a mechiri yechayev dalvehei. So the Gemara is so, my kumashna, what do I need all this chedushim for? Ashmin and Reisha, just say the first case. Gona v'nosim liyachar, v'tofach. My kumashna, no, the Gemara says Ashmin and Reisha. The first case is the chedush. That gona, if you made a geneva, v'nosim liyachar, v'tofach, gave it to somebody else to make a tficha. The chedush is the yesh tficha d'var aveiro. That since you told this other person make the tficha, it's like he's making the tficha for you, and therefore you chayev dalvei. The af agav, even though the bechol atera kula ain't shliach advar aveira, even though usually we always say the klal is ain't shliach advar aveira. Hochia by tficha by ganef that makes a tficha yei shliach advar aveira. My time, what's the reason? The tov choyu mochra, we make the diet that ma mechira de loyefshe de lavei de yachar. Just like a mechira has to be involving a second person, you have to sell to somebody else. So somebody else has to be included in the mechira. So I tell you, av tficha yedayachar. The same thing applies to tficha also with yedayachar. Is mechayiv, even though somebody else made the tficha for you, still yechayiv. That's the ratio. What? For Yashmin, it's safe. The Sefer teaches us that gona v'hikdash, that the ganef himself later is makdashit also is chayiv. Because here we hold the Kiddush, not like we said before, but here we hold Mali Machor Lehedyit, Mali Machor LeShemayim. What's the difference whether you give it to another person or whether you give it to a Shemayim? It's also called you giving it away to somebody else. That's called like a Mechira, therefore the Ganef is Chayiv, Dalad Vehei. Now the Mishnah says, Gonaf Rishus HaBailim. You make a Ganev where you go into the owner's Rishus and you start to move his Shor. V'tofach u'mochar chutz Mishusen. But then you made the tficha and mechira outside the balance of shus. Savadi yichayiv, because when you take the animal out of the shus, you have a kinyan geneva, and then with the tficha yichayiv. Oy shegonav chutz mishusam, v'tovach amochem mishusam. Let's say you found the animal outside the owner's premises. So you made a geneva there, you have a kinyan geneva. Then later, even though you bring it back into the owner's shus and you make a tficha mechira there, you still be chayiv dal vehei. Oy shegonav v'tovach amochar chutz mishusam. All the arrels you made the geneva and you shechted or sold it out of the shus of the bailim. So all these cases, mishan toshom yabod v'chamisha. Because it's called, you made a maitse geneva, and now you did a tzficho mechira, yechayev dal v'hei. But what's going to be avol, but what's going to be gonav v'tofar, u'mocha v'shusam poto. But let's say the ganav goes into this ruvei's v'shus, and there he makes the geneva, but without a kinyan, obviously. He's still in the owner's reshus. He's just like holding on to it. And right there, he made a tficho, he made a mechira. He's parted from dal v'hei. Because it's not called, he made a geneva. He didn't make a kinyan geneva yet. What about though, hayo moishchoi v'yotzoi? He was dragging it and trying to get it out of the owner's reshus. Umeis, reshus abaylim, but it died there in the owner's reshus. Potter, the ganef is potter. He doesn't have a kinyan geneva yet. He wasn't kernerich yet. Just on making a meshicha of Rishus HaBailim is not called a kinyan. Therefore, you don't have a kinyan geneva. Therefore, your potter for dies. What's going to be, though, hegebiyoi? Let's say you pick up the shore. Oy hoy tziyu. Or else Rishus HaBailim. Or else you carry it outside of Rishus HaBailim. So then you have a good maisi geneva. Then you're ganef. You have kinyani geneva. Then umeis. Then if the animal dies, so chayiv. Avad is chayiv and you are chrayis. You have to pay back. Shav kesef. How much is worth? What's going to be now? Nos nolol v'choras benoi. Let's say Pashim Rashi has two pshat, and one pshat, the main pshat is that the ganef stole the shor. and now he gave it to the Kohen for Pidyon HaBen. The Ganav has just had a new Bechor, and he wants to make Pidyon HaBen with it. So he gave the Shor for the Kohen for Pidyon HaBen. Nostal Lebcheres Benoi. Oil of Baal Choyv. Also gave it over to Baal Choyv. He owes somebody money. He told the person, here's the Shor. Or else he gave it over to Shoy Mechinam, Lishol, Nois HaSachar, Ula Secher. He gave it over to any one of the four Shemrim. So Lachar is, and these people, the Kayin or the Shemrim, were dragging it now out of the owner's Rishus, and it died before it left the owner's Rishus. So Lachar is, Rishus HaBayil and Potter, that all these people are still Potter, since they didn't make any Maisi Gnevi yet, and never left the owner's Rishus. So Maisi, they're all Potter. What's going to be though, Hegebiyu? Or Yitziyu, Mishus HaBayil and Mais Chayiv? Let's say the Kayin picks it up, Hamanas to be kinder it, or else the Shemrim pick it up or take it out of the Rishus HaBayilim, then the Ganav is Chayiv. The Ganav is Chayiv over here, then he's Chayiv. Yeah. So today there's a famous Kasha that we are mine the Chayiv and Mashiach over the Shlichus of Aravera. We're talking about now that the Ganav gave it over right away to the Kohen, or gave it over to the Shemrim in the Rishus HaBayilim. So it comes out now when the Kohen drags it out, like, why should the Ganav be Chayiv? The Ganav didn't make a Maisi Gnevi yet. Elamai, you have to say, because the Kohen or the Shemrim is a Shliach for the Ganav. I we hold a Shliach of Aravera. There's only a Chiddush and Dalad Vehei for the Tficha, for the Mechira that they're Shlichus. But for the actual Gneva, the Kohen should be a Kval of a Shliach of Aravera. See what happened here. The Ganav went into somebody's house and took his Shor and told the Kohen, come here, and gave it over to the Kohen. So the Ganav didn't make a Maisi Gneva yet. Just the Kohen is dragging it out of the owner's Rishus. So if the Kohen takes it out, then the Ganav is Chayiv. Why? It's in Shtigl Varavera. So tell you the answer to the Yeshloima, Tahanu La Loyadi Diosli Yodi Bisura. The Kohen doesn't know what's flying. He doesn't know that it's taking the Biyisa. El Asurim Shoy Shaloi. They think that it belongs to the Ganav. So therefore here we would say, Yeshtigl Varavera. Because the two Svar of the Gemara say in Bar Metzia, that what's the time of Yeshtigl Varavera? Either mishum the shliach bar chiyuvehu, and therefore the divriyah rav mishaimim. Like you have a right to say, who said you listen to me? You're not supposed to listen to me. There's divriyah rav. If Hashem says don't do it, so the mishalach knows they're not going to do it. So it's not called the shliach. Or ben lishna says no, the boy yovedi boy liyoved. It's up to them to do it or not to do it. So Tosfos says both the sorrows don't apply over here. If the shliach himself does not know that he's doing an issa, like here this person told the kohen, listen, I have a pidyon, I have a bechor. I want to make a pidyon now. Take the shor for the five shloim. So the Kohen thinks he's taking the bailims. He doesn't know he's doing an isra at all. So here we would say, yesh shliach d'var avera. It doesn't pass the svara of divur real, divur tavu, divur mishaimim. Because the shliach doesn't know he's doing anything wrong. So therefore, in these cases, the Kohen or the shemrim could be a shliach for the ganef. Therefore, taka the ganef is chayiv of the meshicha of the Kohen. Therefore, here we say, Yesh Tich Dvar Avera, if they're a Shoyge, they don't know that they're doing an Issa. Now the Gemara says, Boi Amemra. Abai Amemra asks the question like this. Tikno Meshicha B'Shemrim Oiloi. Is it such a pasha, the Dalit Shemrim, that they have a Kabbalah Shemira, they have to watch because something happens, the Chayiv or the Pesheya, do they first have to make a Kinyan to start off the Shemira? Or no, even without a Kinyan. There is, Rashi says, until they make a kinyan meshicha. Or maybe no, as soon as the shemir says, okay, I accept, right then it's chalachi yishmira. That's the shayla. If they're at the corner, they have to make a meshicha first or not. Omer of Yemer, says, Toshimak, I'm bringing a proof from our Mishnah. Says in the Mishnah, the Nosnu Lubacharis Benoi. If the Ganef now took this shor and gave it over to the Kohen for the Pidyon HaBen, oil the Baal Chayv, he paid up his Chayv with it. Or else he gave it the Shem Achinam, Lishon Esoicher. So it says, Hoya Moshcha, V'yoytze, Yomais, Pishas Abayl and Potter. If the Shemrim was dragging the Shor out, and the Shor died when it was still in the owner's Rishus, so the Shemrim are Potter. So, my last Shemrim doesn't mean that even the Shemrim is Potter. The question is, why is the Shemrim Potter? The Chura, the Shemrim accepted to be a Shemrim already. So now, they're Pesheya, why aren't they Chayiv? Ushmamin, here it should be a proof that Tikno Meshicha B'Shemrim, that a Shemir only has his Chiyuvim after he makes the Meshicha. He has to make a Kinyan Meshicha. See that the Shemir took it in the Rishus of the Bailim. They don't have the Kinyan Meshicha until they leave the Rishus of the Bailim. See that the Shor died before they left. That's why they're Potter. But if you'd say the opposite, that you don't need a Kinyan for a Shemir, so then as soon as they accepted it, why aren't they Chayiv? Samar says, no, here maybe there's no proof.
Or Malay Loy, that's not Shana Mishnah. I'll tell you Ganef. The Mishnah is talking about that even the Ganef is Potter. Because there's no kidney Geneva. Rashi Loy Ganef Akikoma. Nosan Bala Bayis. Lebchoris benoi or bo ganef legoinvoi mishum hay meshicha mishum hay meshicha v'yaitzer. We're talking about a ganef. That's what's put here. For the Gemara, tona l'reisha. That was under the reisha. So Gemara says tona ganef shagona mebeis abaylim. One case is the ganef that steals from the bas the baylim's house. For tona ganef shagona mebeis ashoimer. The Seif is talking about now that the baylim gave it over to a shoimer, and now the ganef comes into the shoimer's house and steals from the shoimer, that the ganef is potter until he makes the meshicha. Oh, Malay Rav Asher, Rav Asher said back, don't get away with this, that's not a good answer. Because what do we need two cases for that for? Mali ganef shagonim ebe shoymer, mali ganef shagonim ebe sabaylam. What should be the difference? In both cases, pshita, it calls the man the ganef, doesn't make a kinyan, mishicha, he's not called the ganef. What do I need two cases for to teach me that if a ganef has taken it, and before it makes a kinyan, he's potter. Pshita, it's the same case. Mind of Kamin, if the ganef is stealing it from the original owner, or if the ganef is stealing it from the base of the shomer. In both cases, that's the loch of a geneva. A ganef is only chayiv if he makes a kinyan. So Gemara says, avad the second case is el olav shomer. Avad, like we learned before, we're talking about now that the ganef takes it in the owner's house and gives it over to a shomer. And now the shomer is dragging it outside. Ushmamina, then we have a good proof that tikno meshicha b'shomerim shmamina. That's a good proof here that a shomer only has his kabbalos achrayis. When does he have to start really watching it? If he makes the kinyan meshicha, when he takes it with a kinyan. But just the fact when you give it over to the shomer and he's still in your house and he accepts the job, but he didn't make a meshicha yet out of your house, that's not called a kinyan. That's not called a meshicha. He has no chiyuvim yet. That's pshat now mishnah that the shomer was taking it out. If he took it out, if he didn't make a meshicha yet, so he's potter. Itmanam, we learn like this also. That Omer Reb Loza, Kiderech Shetikno Meshicha Bekuchais, the same way if you buy something, it's only Chal if you make a Meshicha, you have to make a Kinyan, Kach Tikno Meshicha B'Shoimim. The same sphere applies by a Shoimer. A Shoimer only has his Chiyuvim to watch the Chayfetz, and it makes a Kinyan. Without it, he has no Chiyuv B'Shmir. Now also, Kishem, Sheha Karka Niknes Bekesa B'Shtar B'Chazoka, the same way if you want to buy Karka, you can do it with one of three kinyonim, either with kesef, paying money, or with a shtar or chazaka. So I tell you, kach schiris, nikness bekesef b'shtar b'chazaka. The same swear applies by schiris as nikness bekesef b'shtar b'chazaka. If you rent a house, so how will you kinyon the schiris? How will the rent chal? The by renting is by one of these three kinyonim, either by paying or by shtar or chazaka. For the more now, schiris demai. What type of renting are we talking about over here? Schiris demai. Elaine, if you want to tell me.